Good afternoon, sports fans.
I am your humble host, Billy Whippy. Thanks for joining us today. Excellent show we have for you today. Hopefully the Schutzler family, Lyndon, Lindsay, and Lauren, they're going to be in our in-studio guests. But first and foremost, football season literally just around the corner, and we're working our way around Northern California. We have the head coach of the Menlo College Oaks with us. He's Mark Ka'anapu, about to enter his fifth season at the helm of the Oaks. Coach Ka'anapu, welcome.
Thank you, Emily. I'm glad to be here.
Yep, glad to have you, sir. So how's the weather where you're hanging out in a beautiful Hollister today, I believe?
It's actually a lot cooler. Yesterday was about 100 degrees, and today it's about 85. Nice afternoon out here.
Excellent. We've got that 15-degree wind chill bringing things down then.
Yes, it is.
Now, let's talk a bit about the 2005 season, your fifth year at the helm. Congratulations so far.
Thank you.
Looking over the schedule, lots of fun games. You guys travel to Texas, and you also welcome one of the Coach Harbaugh and the USD Toreros. First and foremost, how'd you get the game with USD the first time you guys have played them since 2000, and why perchance is the game in San Jose?
Well, a couple things. One of the things that our schools that we've always talked about is that we want to, you know, play against the best type of programs that we can schedule. What's happened over the last couple of years with our program is we are Division III, but we've had a lot of success against similar schools on the West Coast. And so what happens is when you start beating people and you're independent, what ends up happening, you have to step up. And our school has given us the opportunity to place, you know, top quality programs across the country. Last year we played Concordia in North Dakota, and we've played in Texas mm-hmm. before. And one of the things that we've been trying to do is to get down into the southern section and recruit a little bit more. And so we had a chance to I met Jim over in the national convention, and we talked, and I just liked the idea of us playing against a school. You know, the University of San Diego, they are a Division I school, but they're in that Patriot Conference or Pioneer Conference out in the Midwest, which is really not a scholarship school. They mm-hmm. all go by Division I's, but they have no athletic scholarships. And we've played them in the past, and so I just thought it'd be a great opportunity for us to play against a, you know, one AA school. And the reason why the game is being played at San Jose City College instead of at our on campus is that, you know, one of the things about Division III football, that's it's a different brand, and there's a lot of different situations that prop up, and we share our facilities with the high school prep school, and because of some scheduling conflicts, we gave way so that the school can have their homecoming game. And so I wanted to keep it in the area, so we decided that we wanted to go to San Jose City College.
Ah, so that should be a big crowd then come out.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Over the years, you know, I've been at Menlo for 10 years, and last five as the head football coach. And it's really an interesting crowd that comes out. You know, when we get out there for warm-ups, there's nobody there. But then when we get ready for the game, the stands are packed. And when we play against top-notch programs, you know, like when we've played Humboldt State and we play Linfield and it's certainly USD, there's going to be a large crowd. So we're looking forward to the game in October.
We're here with Mark Ka'anapu, the head coach at Menlo College, and talking a bit about stepping up. You can call in, by the way, if you have a football question, 899-5100, the number here. And talking about stepping up, one of the other opponents that thankfully you do have in Atherton this year are the Humboldt State Lumberjacks. Very, as you put it last year, freaking bizarre situation last year. You were a game for them, they weren't a game for you, and the NC2A just got all weird about it. Recap what happened last year, and hopefully everything's A-okay with the Lumberjacks this year.
Well, one of the things, if you look at the West Coast college football, there are only 38 schools on the West Coast that play football. And then the next closest area that has, you know, a lot of college football is basically in the Midwest. So travel has become a very big issue for schools on the West Coast, and that's the reason why over the years teams have dropped their programs. Well, a situation came up where we were scheduled to play Humboldt State and on September the 10th of last year. And what ended up happening was a contract that was signed by Humboldt State, they could not get out of. So they asked us if we could move to a week earlier, and with us, that's fine, but they had to get clearance through the NCAA. Well, per Division II rules, they have to have a minimum of 10 games. We have to have a minimum for Division III as a 9-game schedule. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening was the NCAA didn't grant us the ability to count it as a game and play a week early, so therefore they counted it as a game, we had it counted as a scrimmage, and it was just one of those quirky things that nothing came out about it, but it was just one of those situations where the stats did not count for us when we were doing the NCAA rankings.
That, wouldn't you suppose that the NCAA would make a kind of a blanket rule that every division under Division I would kind of have the same set of guidelines per scheduling?
You know, I would. You know, the thing with the NCAA is that they try to manage many schools across the country, and they try to do things for scholarship schools, and when they get to non-scholarship schools, we're pretty fortunate in the fact that our school supports our football program, and they want us to play against a top-quality program. So when this came about, you know, we had the process to go through, but then, you know, sometimes it's easier just to deny a request than it is to look into the situation, whereas you're talking about travel and you're talking about, you know, really the survival of college football on the West Coast for small schools.
Yeah, let's talk a bit about that. Your school, forgive the term, is definitely an anomaly when it comes to California football. Pretty much every other school in the Bay Area, except Stanford, Cal, and San Jose State, has dropped football within the past 15 years. You guys are going strong. Is it kind of an advantage that with the other schools closing down, more people look to Menlo for football careers that may not have in the first place?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's an advantage. We are the only non-scholarship school in Northern California. And, you know, besides the schools that you've mentioned, Sac State and Humboldt State and UC Davis are the other three schools in Northern California that play four-year college football. So there is an advantage. But then it always balances itself out because we are a non-scholarship school and it costs a lot of money to go to Menlo. So it's a right fit, and there's a unique type of person that's going to, you know, fit into Menlo, and it's going to be successful. But for me and for our program, yeah, it's definitely an advantage when it comes to being able to recruit, you know, a hotbed of football. And, you know, there's a lot of great football players in Northern California that get overlooked, and so we've been able to have a lot of success recruiting. The downfall, again, is that the fact that we have to travel. I think our closest game is down in Los Angeles this coming year, and that's almost 600 miles away from our school.
Now talk about the support you get. You guys actually get to fly everywhere, unlike most schools, most small schools, I guess, on the West Coast. How do you go to Caitlin Collier and say, look, I need, you know, $80,000 for a trip to North Dakota, and she says, okay. What's the relationship with getting all that money for your guys?
Well, it's not $80,000 to go to North Dakota, but it's a nice piece of change. You know, one of the things that we've talked about when 10 years ago, when they really decided, and I'll give you a little history about Menlo, about 10 years ago, they really were evaluating our football program, and they were looking to see whether they should follow suit with all the other schools and drop football, or if they should go ahead and really turn to support it. And at that time, we were pretty fortunate because Bill Walsh, son Craig Walsh, is an alumni of our college, and they went to him and they talked to Bill, and they asked Bill Walsh about, you know, what he thought about the, you know, football on the West Coast, and they decided that they were going to go ahead and really, you know, get some people in here that had a little bit of juice. And at that time, that's when they went out and hired a bunch of ex-49ers to be coaches on our staff. And then our head coach, when I first was hired, there was a gentleman by the name of Doug Cosby, who had played at Santa Clara, and he hired Tom Rathman, Keenan Turner as our defensive coaches. And at that point in time, things kind of took off, and we've been able to have a lot of support. But at that time, one of the things that was talked about was because of the travel. You know, when you go on the road, going to a particular school, it's not as hard. It's when you're coming back. And so if you're spending 20 hours on a bus ride going to a particular school to play a game, then you're going to spend 20 hours coming back. And our president, Jim Waddell, wanted to make sure that our athletes were supported academically, and he felt that for them to be successful students, they need to get back in time so that they can spend the quality time on studying. Because, as you know, when you go on a long trip, when you come back, it takes you a while to get back into a routine. And with us, because we have the ability to fly, we get back about 80% of the time. We're back before midnight on the Saturday night of the day of the game that we're playing. So instead of spending all day Sunday or Saturday night on a bus, they are, you know, resting and being able to get into the academics and the study halls and getting set for Monday's classes. That's kind of how things worked out for us, having the ability to travel, and that's the support that the school has given us.
Which makes sense, because if you're paying like $20,000 to $25,000 for tuition, you don't want to miss any classes.
Correct, correct.
Post-game hack. Now, talk a bit about the players you do have. One near to my heart after meeting him last year, Galen Perry, who had a phenomenal run through Great Britain's defense. Talk a bit about the players you have coming back and who you look to contribute this year.
Okay. You know, and Galen's one of my favorite people, and one of this is the difference between really Division I, II, and III. And when we sit down and when we would do a lot of recruiting with our players, we really sit down and talk to them about if they understand the difference. And in Division I and II, you know, there are certain academic requirements that an athlete must meet so that they can receive an athletic scholarship. For us, at our level, they have to meet certain academic requirements so they may receive an academic scholarship. But at our level, it's the person in academics over football. And even though that Galen is a great athlete, he had an opportunity to get in the Air Force and get into a training program in an area that he was really interested in. And so life overtook football, so Galen's going to be, you know, from the last time we've talked, he's going to be doing a training program in the Air Force. And that's a big loss for us, not only because of his ability to play, but just the fact that I love him as a person, and he's just, you know, a character and somebody that helped us win a lot of football games. And for on that part, you know, I wish him well on the social side, but on the football side, you know, he's a great a part that's going to be missing greatly this upcoming season. You know, offensively, you know, we're pretty fortunate. We have all of our skilled players. Our starting quarterback from last year is coming back, a gentleman by the name of Dustin Guglielmi. He's going to be a sophomore, and he's returning. We have our starting tight end, Keith Marin. He will be, you know, somebody that we're going to use greatly because we do run the West Coast offense. So, you know, his ability to catch the football has been exploited the last year, and I'm looking for great things out of him this year. We have, for the first time, we have a starting running back that's going to be returning that we look forward to having him for 3 years, and his name is Eddie Connor. And started off a little slow, but as the season went on, yeah, he was a freshman last year. He's going to be a sophomore this year. But against the number one team in the country and number three team in the country, he rushed for over 100 yards. So we look forward to him having, you know, a great season. And those are the three men that we're looking to lean on this upcoming year on offense. And really, the big question for us is, you know, how well the offensive line is going to step up. We're going to have five brand-new starters coming in for this upcoming season. So that's going to be the biggest question mark that we have on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Now, when I did a game of yours last year, I did a quick head count, and then I checked the media guide. Something in the range of, like, one out of every 2.5 men on Menlo's college campus is on your football team, or something between 40% and 50% are on the team. Wow. So if you guys were like the University of Michigan, that would be something like, 13,000, 14,000
right.
Players coming out.
Well, you know, and it's funny because up until last year, we are one of the five small schools in the country to have a football team. There's 550 students roughly on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 4 years, we've averaged 125 players on the squad because at our school, up until this year, there was a no-cut policy. So when we recruited, we talked to a lot of people, and there was an opportunity for them to come out. Well, this year is the first year that we have been given the ability to have a cut policy. And so now our football team is only going to be 85 players. So that's going to be even better for the guys who are coming in and who are on our program right now because they're going to get more quality reps, and they're going to get a chance to really hone their skills so that on Saturdays the product should be that much better.
We're here with Mark Anapu, the head football coach at Menlo College. Before we go, one quick question. Starting in 2006, you'll be joining the Northwest Conference. Your thoughts about, you know, having Willamette and your alma mater, Pacific University, on the schedule for a championship?
Well, you know, the last couple, you know, the hardest part about being an independent is scheduling games. And then the second thing is you don't have any really rivalries. You don't have there's no tradition that you can point to each and every year. And getting into this has been a process for the last 4 years that we've been working to try to get into a conference. And the last year we approached the Northwest Conference, and we've already been playing four out of the six teams that are in the Northwest Conference. And with the way that college football is going, the stronger conferences that you have, or the people that you have in the conference, the better off the programs in all the schools are going to become. And so they extended us an invitation, and I am ecstatic because now we have Now we'll have some traditional rivalries. Scheduling will be that much easier. You know, we'll be able to look at the calendar in October and November, and you'll know exactly who we're playing and when we're playing. Our players will be able to vie for all conference honors academically and athletically. And it's just going to give us, you know, more exposure, because last year's national champion came out of the Northwest Conference, and that was Linfield College. And we're, you know, if we place first or second in that conference, we're going to have a legitimate shot of getting into the national playoffs and competing for a national championship. And that's every goal of every athlete, is just given the opportunity to compete for the title. And that's the one thing I'm so excited about for our program and for our players. And it says a lot about the people at our school, of taking, you know, a program that almost was dropped 10 years ago to the point now we're going to be in the number two strongest conference in the country. And that just goes to the people that are players, our former players, and the institution itself.
Well, congratulations and good luck with that. Mark Ka'anapu, ladies and gentlemen, head coach at Menlo College. Good luck this season. And hopefully we'll talk again. I'll definitely be up for the San Diego game at San Jose. So
anytime. Give me a phone call. We'll sit down and chat. I love it.
You bet.